Dorim, Yerushalmi, correspondent to Dorim Bavli, Dach Ayin Vav. We begin in Yerushalmi on Dach Lamed Dalad Amadeus, and the Mishnah at Halacha Ches. If in the Dorim, Kol Ayoyim, we yesh to be double hakel lahachme, Havot in the Dorim the entire day, and this can be a leniency or a stringency. Ketzad, Nodu B'Leila Shabbos, Meif B'Leila Shabbos, Eviyema Shabbos, Meshetech Shach, Not draw im chasheicha, mish adzrei techshach, shem lo yefer, mishach chasheicha, ein a yochel lafer. How is this? If she vowed on Shabbos night, he can annul on Shabbos night, and Shabbos day until dark. If she vowed shortly before nightfall, he can only annul until nightfall. I think Gemara says, Tani, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Oimer, Hafen Adoim, Me'ef Le'ef. The Bais says, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon said that Hafas Adoim is Me'ef Le'ef, which means 24 hours exactly. What's the source for Rabbonon of our Mishnah? It's the pasuk that says B'yom Shemoi. What's the source for Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon? It says in the pasuk Me'yom Al Yom. How does Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda use the Chachamim's pasuk of B'yom Shemoi? Tipate she'nedra mitchilas alayla. Now, answer the case is that she vowed at the beginning of the night. How do Rabbanon establish the pasuk of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda miyom el yom? Tepate she nod b'tchilas leilei Shabbos v'nishtatek b'chazal l'dvoi. Now, answer the case is that she vowed at the beginning of Shabbos night, and he became mute, and then he returned to his ability to be able to speak on Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, we give him 24 hours to annul from when his speech returns. According to Rabbanon, he has only the rest of that day. If he became mute and his speech returned on another day, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, we joined him 24 hours from when he heard until he became mute, and when he returned to speak. According to Rabbanon, he can always annul until the end of the day on which he returned to speak. Since he was mute at the end of the day he heard, that day does not count. It is as if he heard only today. If he vowed a short time before Shkia, he cannot annul after Shkia. Mufalach b'mincha, mufa l'olam, mufalach b'mincha, Mukim Lo'ilam. If he said it's annulled you at Mincha in the afternoon, it's permanently annulled. Don't really affirm it until then, and it's permanently affirmed. If affirmed for you at Mincha, if he would say that, it's permanently affirmed, and do not say that he annulled it until then, and it's permanently annulled. Mufalach ad Mincha, ka'ime mufalach min ha-Mincha ulamana. If he said it's annulled for you until Mincha, it's as if he said it's annulled for you from Mincha and onwards.